Power. We have to know. Fowler? One time, you know, some of our elders have problems about the voters. John was a man of mayor that kind of thing. And he told us, who's all elders, what they think about those two. I don't wanna. See their names. You know, they couple about voting. I think just before annual meeting, we have meeting, and John asked us, before we go to that room, annual meeting, we have to confess each other. Make sure we have to help each other. Everybody so quiet, never say nothing. And I tell them, if you say nothing, if you don't say truth, sometimes a little later or later, we'll see again. We find out. And one of them stand up right away. And tell us truth. In the meeting, we go to the meeting, John tells them to tell Peebles about that. And it's the way we always do it before. But we are not going anymore that way. We are the in the green, right?
Jonas?
Yeah. Getting back to helping the
establishment of images that are weak in the appendix. I had a short discussion with Stomach Resource Support. And what I discussed with her is maybe what we should do is write a short note to each one of the eligible elders, letting them cultural consultants, because they're capable of telling how it used to be. I like the idea of Don's training idea. I think it's kind of like a workshop. And if you give them a subject to discuss, they will. Some, I've heard, speaking by experience,
Dico. Tenez sur l'idée.
Off the ground on the I work for Manila Apaha program as a village coordinator, and a lot of times I didn't have clients or anybody, so what I was doing was coordinating the elders meeting, youth meeting, and coordinating activities for the youth to learn how to do cultural things like singing, teach them how to cut salmon. This was quite a bit of hours when I used to give reports to the program. That's mostly what I talked about, was helping the youth and elders, because we didn't have any clients per se. And they supported that quite a lot, and then all of a sudden they just, you know, because we used to have monthly meetings all the time when I was that coordinator. And I used to have help with our three elders who have passed away now. They were very good advocates in trying to get that, and I know they were talk about this Melda school, but maybe we can kind of react to it. But then all of a sudden they just passed away, and we never had a resource specialist, and we never had a what an alcohol counselor in our group for quite a while when I left to take care of my daughter and home for a while after her husband passed away. When I come back, a lot of times I see that the program as a elder in our village suffered a lot because they didn't have anybody to take charge of doing something like that, you know. And I tried to get involved again and got turned on by my neighbor because he said, I'll be doing this with the elders. And I told him that's where the wellness and that's where the stuff starts. And so consequently we're in this predicament where we never have hardly any meetings now. When we go to our elders meeting over there, two of us show up sometimes. And we give them enough notice to try to come sometimes a week. I always help that resource specialist try to make sure that they have a agenda and stuff like that. But it's kind of disappointing when they don't show up because I know how important that the council is. So right now we're in a fix like that. So we hope that maybe we could have some guidance from people here to help us get started again. Because that's what I'm asking for. Because wellness, I think, starts with our elders, always, like they say. And if we don't have we can't get elders involved in our village, then we're lost. So that's what I'm trying to say.
Thank you, Cal. Anybody else?
I haven't been involved with our elders meetings too when what's going on. As long as I'm getting my 10% discount from the store, why do I need to go to the meetings? I'm over 60. That was my attitude. And all of a sudden, when they had a meeting, I was, even though I was not in the meeting, I was voted as village president. Now that load is on me, and I've got to get involved. And the way I see it is like Pauline said, the only way to try to get some members involved in the meeting is small door prize. I hate to say it, but we're going to have some more people involved in this. We got to have more members come in for the meeting. So.
You can do just about whatever you want to do in your village. Because, I mean, you know, however you can get your members to come to a meeting. But if you have problem getting, even you try, you know, trying to get your members to, if you need help, we'll find something, we'll find funds to get around. Get to your village. At least, John said, we need to get to the village one time. One or two of us that need to get to the village. But don't hesitate to call, let your resource specialist call whoever their boss is, I think it is Gladys or somebody, or call Nana or somebody that, or call Hannah. And telling her that you need a help in your meeting to get your wellness rolling. We'll try to do something.
We have to have some lead time, because not only do I have to find money for this so you can travel, but we need to know what we're going to do when we get there. And I don't know if we have to, if it's going to be a 2 or 3 day trip, but it's going to be at least 2 days of meetings with the elders. And it'd probably have to be, get there a day early to help get them there. And it might be we'd have to come on Saturday so we could catch them after church on Sunday, before they get away. Well, we got them in one place, but whatever it takes, to get them started and to tell them. I think once they understand that they're needed, those of you who consider yourself elders and those ones who think they're not elders, once they talk to you and you tell them you want them, then I think they'll listen anyway. And if we can't convince all of them, that's okay, but we should convince the majority of them. So we get some help, and because some of them never even stopped drinking yet. I mean, 70 years old people around this region, and there aren't too many of them, but there's still some of them, and the rest of them, the ones I'm closest to are 70 or younger, the ones I went to high school with even, they don't feel like they should be elders because of the way they lived. And the way what people will say to, just like they say to us, what are you being, you're trying to be elder for? You're not elder. That's what they say to me. But I just tell them, well, I'm learning. I quit my old ways and I'm learning because that's what I'm supposed to do when I get to be this age. And we got to convince them that's what they have to do too. Because we got lots of people, especially men. Women, they usually straighten out and they go, if they got a job to do, they'll go do it. But men there, we got so much pride, we can't do the right things most of the time. So we have to work on the men to get them to admit that, yes, they're old enough, and yes, it's their responsibility to help us. And I think we can do that, even if we have to go drag them out of their house. And some of them we won't, but because we're also stubborn when we get to be this age. But there'll be a lot of them that'll be just like waiting to get the word. And I think we can do that. And outsiders, it's easier because you guys know them in your own village, and they know you, and it's hard to make that. But if you're from another village, it's easy to go at somebody's house and talk to them. So I think we could at least try. We have to. We don't have any choice. And like in Deering, whoever goes over there to help them is probably going to have to say, is 55 too old? We might need to find a few 50-year-olds over there to make enough people so they can help. And if that's the case, they'll change their rules and we go for younger people. Whatever it takes to get the job done, I think we can do it. But at the same time, we need time to figure out, once we get them together, what is it we're going to talk about? What do they need to know? I mean, they know what they have to, they already know what they have to do, but how to do it is what they need help with. And all of us do that. We need help with that. How do we get from where we are talking about it to doing it? And that's what we need help with. And then who's going to help us? Those kinds of things, we need to get that organized ahead of time. So we're all working together, with a program for each of your villages. And we can do that. It shouldn't. I think we could probably do it only one time, and that should be enough. So we're talking about. I'm just trying to run some figures here. Probably only a $30,000 grant. We should be able to go get that from somebody. To have three people go from to all of the villages once for 3 days.
One of our problems, we only have 7 people who are 55 and over. Then we have 2 that are 50s, and they start their 40s after that. Then we have only, even if we lower it down to 50s, we'd only have only 9 people that could come to it.
Yeah, that's okay, because you might not have that too many kids more than that, right?
Yeah. We got more kids than we do elders here.
But any elder can handle 2 kids, so you can have 14 kids for them to work with.
Do we have lined paper with elders letterhead?
We have to decide how to do this. My idea is that we just come up with a committee to work on this. If you guys want to do that, and we can put the program together and try to get the money and then put together a program that we can send to you, and you guys can tear it apart or change it, and so everybody approves what we're going to do before we do it. And who's going to do it too? So, I guess first of all, what do they think about just doing this first? Yes or no?
Kan namun sembali dalam diri rumah di sini, Pak, di lokata, terhama isumbal uda, kayu doh uda piyupda, Jadi kanuli kayu doh ni raksa kesiunga nak resource specialist udik kanadi ut kanut cimik kayu nak panik kayu ni raksa kesiya. Nah oda ilo kata piyupta asi tak nang ila opto wakna tak nang ni raksa opta naku ginak pising. Lepasi tak na wana kupi raktau ni kayu doh maring ni rau silip tuk utuk Nunaki of Sydney, Piu Mayusi, Nakuna Yakmik, that not. Okay, to get that. All right.
Only the
ones
that could talk about
it. Nalakag lucky, but it's not.
Oh, she'll volunteer for
you. Oh, yeah. Anything. Can only damn it from Muddy in the Springs? Minnie?
What is your Makakdua? Before I come here, a couple of days before I come here, instead of asking elders to help, come on, I took them out boating with the help of our young people. There was 5 elders, including me, and 10 young people. Take us out to picnic where there's caribou. Let's give our elders a ride in a boat. You know those kind of boats? They're real good, but it's cold. From our community, our young people. Makuninga ang ayokagonik si Maloni, nagaka ang ayokangon bit kalakuting, ikayokog donik, tamatko taputip lugut, o lakdugut, and we went as far as below Kayana of a point. Tawaniyo iknakodip luta, iknaksudip luta, kumwehuk titkadugut, nutarit gapta. Nagap sang na huta ta na utok kana kanuk ang alatji lukso matun yuting pisira ka tigut ariga kangak simap luting nagsokoting nipekun naganyakutip luta kanupayak uba tutun kenyara rak tak mik utit mak sip mi utlu ahi ato cimik tutut lutin we suk til lo ga ti ut ta na sava kap ta ta na pisini ra kap ti in our home ubagut ta ka lo ra hota I gas le kap ti ngu ra lut o la u tu iling nyen lo han ngu ra kap ta ta na pisini ra lut ubagut asin ta na o la lang ne rut ma ko u to khana ru tu yang ngerti ubata na apa yang kata lu ni rakyat ma na su in ma inu pisut larak pinrinya ngerti ta nang ni rakyat uba ikayu tinggil la pah lu uba menun isu marunga ta ko kuya lakata lok mata o lak lok tunga ini menin di sima lak lok tunga kinyun nam nin nakutin kuya kilak mata nutatin kuya gates ti mata bani ik na kap se mak ta ku ta ubli kap ta nuk to ti ra ku ta asi suli tam na ikayu ti ni